This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The bilateral meeting between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Vietnamese counterpart Pham Minh Chinh is underway in New Delhi. The two sides are expected to sign several agreements following the talks. Earlier, the visiting dignitary was accorded a ceremonial reception at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi in the morning. Mr. Modi received Mr. Minh Chinh at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The Vietnam Prime Minister also paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. Prime Minister Chinh is also scheduled to call on President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today. Mr. Chinh arrived in New Delhi on a three-day state visit to India on Tuesday. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. India and Vietnam have age-old historical and civilizational ties, which were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership during the visit of Prime Minister to Vietnam in September 2016. India considers Vietnam as a key pillar of its Act East policy and an important partner in its Indo-Pacific vision. In Kerala, the death toll in the massive landslide that wreaked havoc in Wayanad district has crossed 250. The Indian Army said it evacuated 179 stranded people and recovered four bodies from the landslide-hit areas in Wayanad yesterday. The search operations by relief columns at Attamala, Muddakai and Churalmala resumed this morning. The launching of the 190-feet bridge across the stream at Churalmala continued late into the night and will be completed by afternoon today. The bridge is crucial to transport men, heavy machinery and other materials to the landslide-affected areas. Meanwhile, senior Congress MP Shashi Tharoor today demanded from the government to declare the Wayanad landslides as a calamity of a severe nature. Talking to media outside the Parliament House, Mr. Tharoor said that he had written a letter to Home Minister Amit Shah in this regard. He said once the government declares it a natural calamity, then the MP can donate 1 crore rupees for relief and rehabilitation work under MP LAD's guidelines. In Himachal Pradesh, at least 41 people are reported missing due to a cloudburst incident and heavy rain. In the Jhakri area of Rampur subdivision in Shimla district, a cloudburst near the hydro project caused havoc last night. According to latest information, 36 people are reported missing. Deputy Commissioner Anupam Kashyap has said the Rampur subdivision administration, along with teams from NDRF, CISF and Home Guards, has started rescue operation. In the Chuhar Valley of Mandi district, heavy rains led to floods that damaged several houses. People fled to the forest for safety, out of which 5 individuals are reported missing. Mandi's district magistrate Apurv Devgan is supervising the rescue and relief operation. The water level in the Bias River at Pandor Dam has crossed the danger mark. The IMD has forecast extremely heavy rainfall over the country's east, west, central, south peninsula and northeast regions during the next 5 days. IMD said that extremely heavy rainfall is very likely over Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Konkan, Goa and Gujarat till Saturday. The weather agency also forecast heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur and Mizoram today and in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh till 3rd of August. Meanwhile, heavy rain lashed the national capital, Delhi, last night, which recorded more than 100 millimetres rainfall. India today summoned the Sri Lankan envoy over the death of one Indian fisherman after a Sri Lankan naval vessel collided with an Indian fishing vessel. Ministry of External Affairs said the acting High Commissioner of Sri Lanka in New Delhi was called this morning to the Ministry of External Affairs and a strong protest was registered over the incident. India expressed shock and anguish at the unfortunate loss of life. In Paris Olympics, shooter Swapnil Kusle will make a bid for India's third medal in men's 50-meter rifle three-positions shooting competition today, while two-time world champion pugilist Nikhat Zareen will hope to reach closer to the medal in women's 50 kg boxing. And that is the end of this news bulletin.